From the News Center, a news focus.
Pandemic survival and recovery differs at every library. Pam Ross is director of the Snyder County System and has this update for us.
Every library is making different choices. Here in Snyder County, we're continuing at this point with virtual programs primarily. We may start doing some in-person children's programming, but we're waiting to see what happens when the schools reopen and what happens with the Delta variant. We are starting up in-person adult programs because the very high percentage of those people are vaccinated. And so it's the younger children that we're far more concerned about. We're going forward planning our wine and art event for the first weekend in October. We're planning online presence for the auction, however, an in-person event. If COVID becomes too bad and we have to go to online only, we can. But we're doing it totally differently so that people don't have to, you know, get so close to each other writing on a bid sheet. Our summer reading was different in that instead of having group programs, we did things online and then did a lot more where kids would come in and search for a duck that we hid or come in and tell us about a book. Their stuffed animals did an overnight with us. Different things to keep people more separated from each other, but still really work trying to help kids with their reading, either they're learning to read, getting them ready for kindergarten, or keeping them reading over the summer. You know, we're back to helping people physically closer together. We'd gone through a period where we weren't sitting right next to a person and working with them on a computer, but now we are. We've kept up our plexiglass or our shower curtains in every library just to provide more of a separation. So it is different. The children's toys are still not out. That we just aren't feeling safe about. We don't want to encourage lots of little kids who don't know each other to come play, because then it's very hard for the families to keep the kids safe and to keep them, you know how it is, they come, they don't want to leave.
With a WPGM News Focus, I'm Matthew James.